This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. Open phones as we always have them here. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to jump into those, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, in that studio, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
All right. So, like I said, live show. We'll take your calls about anything. Trump is once again tweeting about, you know, I didn't want to rehash something that we talked about last night, but the, you know, they're trying to turn up the fear factor on this caravan. The caravan of people who are trying to get out of a hellhole in Honduras and make it somewhere else. Now, some people are saying they're trying to come to the United States, and I suspect that's true for some of them. I don't know if it's true for all 4,000 or however many estimated there are that are coming up. As of yesterday, and I didn't check on the status today, they were held up at the Mexican border. The Mexican government was saying, we'll let you through, women and children first, one at a time. You can apply for asylum. So basically, it's going to take forever. If you are a man who is in this group, you are going to be waiting a long time. But Donald Trump has been hammering out at his Twitter saying today, earlier, let's see here, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable, he says. And then he goes to blame the Democrats for it in another tweet where he says, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, he says.
Right, so he's blaming the party that doesn't have a majority in Congress because his party that does have a majority in Congress hasn't done anything.
The paranoid viewpoint was aired last night on the show where somebody said that the theory is that there are certain groups who are funding this particular migration.
You mean George Soros? Is the claim that George Soros is paying for this? I've heard the claim that George Soros pays for everything that the Republicans don't like.
Somebody threw that one out last night.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense at all because these people don't even have water to drink. So if it's being funded by George Soros, he's done a really crappy job at like getting them.
Well, maybe he's hiring the journalists that are providing them coverage because otherwise, you know, nobody would know that there's this quote unquote caravan.
Yeah. Well, there are apparently a lot of people that are trying to get out of Honduras. There are photographs of them that do exist. And so I did want to bring in, rather than, you know, because there's nothing really that has changed in that situation. Again, they're just being trickled through into Mexican immigration and ostensibly applying for asylum. Here is a related story from the Daily Beast. Joshua Childress writing, Why I Quit the Border Patrol.
Ooh.
So I thought this would be interesting to share. On a cool Sonoran desert evening just west of Yuma, Arizona, I sat in my white Chevy U.S. Border Patrol truck. An auxiliary cord connected my phone to the vehicle's stereo system so I could listen to podcasts while scanning the desert for border crossers. This particular night, I was assigned to work along the Colorado River, or what's left of it. A little farther down from where I was, the river dries up completely and becomes just a strip of soft sand winding its way through the desert. The center of this blurry line is the international boundary between the United States and Mexico. The night was shaping up to be a quiet one, so when my service radio interrupted, I pressed pause so I could listen. My partner in the next zone over, where the river still flowed, said he had sign lingo for footprints for a group of two or three. The fields were muddy, making it hard to tell the exact number. I sped off and took the first road east, assuming they would be heading toward town. By the time I got there, two had been caught, but there was a sign for one more. I ran along an irrigation channel in a lettuce field, flashlight in hand. My boots grew heavy with mud. Quickly, I found some tracks that looked promising. I followed them east before they crossed over a hump and then turned back toward the river. I began to jog while I kept my light on the tracks. Up ahead, I saw a dark heap on the ground. My adrenaline spiked as I stepped closer. As I shouted commands in clumsy gringo Spanish, the mass, which I could then see was wearing work boots, finally lifted his hands from the ground. I grabbed his shoulders and pulled him up to his knees, keeping a close eye on his hands. Something was off. For the size of this guy, he was too light. As I helped him up to his feet and turned him toward me, it made sense. The rough face of an old man looked back at me, full of deep lines. He wore a puffy jacket, which filled out his slim frame. I began with my usual questions about his place of birth, citizenship, and such. Before I got too far, he interrupted and told me not to bother with Spanish. He'd lived in the United States for almost 30 years, and he spoke English. My line of questioning shifted. Where? Why? How? He came for work and had a job lined up in a tire shop. He'd gone to Mexico to visit his aging mother and was on his way back. Said he was surprised when we caught him because he used to cross here often. I walked him back to my truck, patted him down for weapons, and loaded him in the cage in the back. According to the law, he was a criminal. I never followed up on what happened to the old man, but it was predictable. Nearly all the migrants we caught would spend some time in jail, see a judge, and then get sent back to Mexico. This tended to be a cyclical story. The old man would probably try to cross again somewhere else. First-timers usually say they're going to do it the right way next time, until you tell them they're banned from even applying for a visa for 5 years. After the second time, it's 20 years. This was one of the first policy details that didn't sit well with me. If we're actually concerned with people entering legally, then why ban them from doing so?
Because it's all about compliance. It's not about anything else. It is all about compliance.
But he's saying here, you can't even try to comply. So the point being, oh, well, you didn't comply this one time. Now you can't even try to comply again for 5 more years. Oh, we caught you a second time. Now you can't even try to comply for 20 more years.
Yeah, the border control is more about the control than the border. It's just controlling people. They're here to begin with because of what the U.S. did in Central America over the last 150 years.
You mean the war on drugs? That's not 150
years. Well, no, I mean
years,
even
the last 50
well, before the war on drugs. Before the war on drugs, there's all the various U.S.-backed coup and other military interventions in Central America. Mm-hmm. We created the situation that is sending migrants out of the country trying to find a safer place to raise their children.
The Mexican-American War that wound up shifting the border of Mexico from what is now Northern California, Colorado, Utah, down to the current border, south of Arizona, south of New Mexico, south of Texas. Like, all of that, all of the desert southwest used to be Mexico.
And yep. That reminds me of something. So as a libertarian, of course, I'm for open borders, like most libertarians. But even if you don't take that as a given, the free movement of people is libertarian, something that people should consider is part of the whole American history and mythos and ideology is this concept of manifest destiny. We were destined mm-hmm. to take over this entire middle swath of North America. And if you're going to have a country that's going to seize that large of a portion of the earth, I think you kind of have a moral obligation to take in a proportional number of people. You can't just say like, oh, well, this is ours and nobody else can come. And it's like a lot of these people are more genetically related to the people who were here before than the people running the United States now. It's like the border crossed them. They didn't cross the border. They were part of, you know, ethnic groups and cultural groups that migrated, you know, through areas that are now the United States. And we're trying to say, like, nope, this is ours. And even though your ancestors are from here, you can't come back.
Right. And, you know, until I think it was like the 1960s. There were a lot more migrant farmers that were allowed into the United States from Central America, and then greater restrictions got placed to where it became more difficult for them to legally come here, work for a season, and then go back home, which is when a lot of the, you know, illegal crossings started happening because they were still coming for work. They just couldn't jump through the very expensive, timely hoops and hurdles.
It was easier, and apparently it still is, to just go ahead and make that dangerous crossing than to spend years applying and begging government bureaucrats for permission slips.
Right.
Not to mention the money that you have to spend in order to apply for those permission slips. There's more coming up here. More from the story here. The Border Patrol agent, why he quit his job. We'll tell you that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now, 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live. You are invited here if you want to join us on the radio waves. Live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you here, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're available for you. Just go and join our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And you'll see there are four call-in line rooms right there at the top of our list of different chat rooms where you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in the other chat room. But if you want to get on the air with us, then that's the way to do it, is discord.lrn.fm. Just join one of those top four rooms, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. Bitcoin.com brings this show to you. It is a great place to go to learn about Bitcoin, get the basics, because you're still in early. If you're getting in now, you're still getting in early, in my opinion, because it's only been not even quite 10 years. Coming up in January will be the official 10-year anniversary of the launch of the Bitcoin protocol.
Yeah, again, depending on how you count, because the post on GitHub was made at the end of October.
Okay.
But then the first block of Bitcoin wasn't mined until January. So there's kind of two different ways
so
to
we might
count
be at 10 years.
The birth of.
We might be at 10 years, what, Halloween? When did it come out?
Halloween.
Was it Halloween? Okay. That's a better one anyway. Halloween's a good good anniversary.
Bitcoin chocolates to give out to all the little boys and girls.
No, yeah, that's what we're going to do here, actually. In fact, we're not the only ones doing that. The Walmart is selling the $1 Bitcoin chocolates, where you pay a dollar and you get 7 CBTC tokens.
Chocolate Bitcoin.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of an expensive Halloween, but I think it'll be fun. So Bitcoin.com, go there, learn about Bitcoin, get started. Again, it's not too late. You can get started now over at Bitcoin.com. Donald J. Trump on his @RealDonaldTrump on Twitter says, if the Democrats would stop being obstructionists and come together, we could write up and agree to new immigration laws in less than 1 hour. Look at the needless pain and suffering that they are causing. Look at the horrors taking place on the border. Chuck and Nancy, call me.
All right, so the horrors on the border.
It's
like
all the Democrats'
the,
fault.
The separating of families.
Yeah.
That was Donald Trump.
Well, no, he's saying it's the Democrats' fault.
Yeah, he says a lot of things.
If they talk to him, then they could just iron all this out.
He's the one that, or actually, I think it was the little munchkin from Alabama, Jeff Sessions, mm-hmm. that said, we're going to take a tough on crime, something zero tolerance, and throw the kids in jail with the parents pending something. Oh, but wait, what he's blaming on the Democrats was the provision that children can't be detained for more than 72 hours.
Mm.
Oh, well, there's no limit on the parents, so I guess we just got to separate the kids if we're going to follow the law.
But then, so the courts force them to put them back together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how are they even going to reconnect it? Because some of the parents have been deported, and the kids are still in foster care,
right,
and they didn't take...
still, like, 1,500 kids that... they don't know who they belong to.
Yeah, they didn't even take down enough information when separating these families. Like, the record keeping is terrible.
Yeah, and to just blame it on the Democrats, I mean, it's been throughout multiple administrations.
Right.
The government has been destroying people's lives.
Yep.
That's what governments do. And if Donald Trump wanted to stop the horrors on the border, he could just order the Border Patrol down to stand down and do nothing. But, of course, that's not going to, you know, that's not going to transpire because that's not what he wants.
How many times over the last 12 months have there been those internal border checkpoints in northern New Hampshire?
A lot, actually. They've been doing, they probably did several at least that I've heard of this year.
Yeah, I think it was like every 2 to 3 weekends.
It seemed
all
like
all summer.
Yeah.
I'm seeing somebody post border checkpoint, and I was like, wait, didn't they just do that last week? Oh, no,
it's another one. In the same place.
In the same exact spot.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm going to continue with the story from the Border Patrol agent. Joshua Childress is his name. He's writing for thedailybeast.com. Tells a story about encountering an elderly man who was crossing, or an older man perhaps, who was crossing the border at night. And ultimately, he knows he's just going to get sent back and try again. And because legally, he can't legally apply, given right. that he was caught trying to cross the border. They now ban him for 5 years from even trying to do it legally. He says the average migrant who crosses the southern border is anything but average. All of them risk their lives and their freedom to make the crossing. Most are from desperately poor parts of Central and South America. Toward the end of my career, people from Mexico were in the minority of those we encountered. The older men usually have rough hands, simple dress, and little education. Most of the younger men can read and write and are concerned with fashion. The women usually wear looks of desperation for themselves and for their children. Some of the people we caught were violent criminals. Some were model citizens. All of them were people who had lost the geographical lottery. For almost 7 years, under Presidents Obama and Trump, I enforced policies that separated children from their parents, husbands from their wives, and millions of ordinary people from their dreams of living better lives. The policies remain generally consistent between the two administrations I worked under, but Trump's flagrance made people pay attention. The public outcry was so great and the government's reaction so strong that family separations became far more difficult to accomplish than they were under Obama. It took me several, which is kind of an interesting, you know, counter, right?
Right.
There was all this noise made about immigration, so it brought attention to these issues, which slightly improved the circumstances, although that's not saying a whole lot. He says, it took me several years to understand the impact of what I was doing as a Border Patrol agent. There were contradictions I could not reconcile. I ultimately realized that I was putting people in cages for nonviolent offenses, something I opposed in every other area of the law. I was impeding the movement of people when I wanted to be able to move freely around the world. I was enforcing the rules of a game I had won simply by being born on the right side of a line. In August of this year, I approached my supervisor and explained that my views had changed and that I needed to quit. Respectful but taken aback, he remarked, "People don't usually quit this job." And so he wasn't sure of the proper procedures. Calls were placed, because I imagine the benefits are pretty sweet, right? You're
right.
Working for the federal government. You get all that government health care, all those bennies, the pensions floating out there in the distance for you. He says in August, he then turned in, calls were placed, and the next day I turned in my badging gun. Currently, he says, approximately 1.26 million people from Mexico are awaiting visa approval. The numbers for Central and South Americans are in the hundreds of thousands. Many of them applied in the 1990s for their visa to just visit.
Just a visa?
Yeah.
In the 90s. And he's writing this again when?
This last week, I think. Let me get the date here. Yep, the 13th of this month. So a week ago.
So like 20 plus years.
That's what he's saying.
Waiting on a visa. Yeah, I believe it.
Yep.
I just think, you know, like, it's something that not a lot of people hear about, you know, like, how time...
He's going to explain a little more.
That time-consuming. I knew a lot of times you had to wait.
Yeah, he's going to explain a little bit more about that coming up here. And, again, why he quit his job, he realized he was the thing that he disagreed with. He disagreed with people being arrested for nonviolent crimes. But yet he was the one out there making that happen. There's more coming up here in moments. You got to be the change you wish to see. Good for this guy. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, This country doesn't want them.
President Trump talking about the caravan heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
You have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're sharing with you a story from a former Border Patrol agent as to why he quit his job. It's a rare thing that happens, apparently, because his supervisor didn't even know what paperwork needed to be filled out when somebody wants to quit. So we'll
nobody's ever quit a government job before.
Right. So we'll share more of his story. There's a little bit more to that. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. I do want to make sure that you know about Anarchapulco. Ron Paul is going to be back. So if you missed it this year, here's your chance. If you've never seen Ron Paul, or even if you've seen him before, you know he's great. I mean, he's great on stage. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, making his first appearance at Anarchapulco. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and others. There's usually dozens of speakers at these events. They are huge. It's an amazing event. It's probably the top, in my opinion, Liberty event on the planet right now. I mean, it was sold out this year, which means it's probably going to sell out again. Even though they're going to a larger space, I suspect they're going to sell out again because they were on track to do that already the last time we got ticket sales updates, and it's been a few weeks. And they were at, the last time we checked, they were at half sold out. So go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, you'll save 15% on your tickets, and you'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's a beautiful location, great people, you're going to love it. anarchapulco.com, code FTL to save 15%. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event as we've done for the past couple of years. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're going to the phones to the fun Laurel. She is one of the newer co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, normally here in studio on Sunday nights.
Yes.
But out traveling. You're an immigration attorney, Laurel, and I guess you had to meet with a client down in Florida, so that's where you're calling from. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. You're on the air. Yeah, go ahead.
Good, good. So I had a few corrections to some of the things from that article. I've read the article. They're not waiting 20 years for a visitor's visa. And in that article, he says, you know, that is only for one category, that is the sibling of a U.S. citizen.
It's a what? Sibling what?
Sibling of a U.S. citizen. It's a visa category. So they would be waiting 20 years. It's the only one where they're waiting 20 years.
So if you've got a sibling, if you're a citizen and you have a sibling who is not a citizen, then those people can wait 2 decades before they might get an approval?
Yes. And the 2 decades is only going to be for, like, Mexico or the Philippines.
And what about the other places?
Not that long. Those other countries, it's going to be more like 10 years. Because those are depending on the visa category, there's a cap. Some of the visa categories don't have a cap. But that one has a cap, and it's by country and by category.
And so, just to clarify here, I've heard people talk about chain migration, or what they refer to as chain migration. That's what this would be, correct?
It would fit that slang term, yes.
Okay.
Because
all right.
When a U.S. citizen sponsors their sibling, the sibling also brings with them their spouse and their minor children. So you're effectively sponsoring your nieces and nephews.
Now, if people know that it's going to take 10 or 20 years, would that not then encourage them to find a spouse and then have children if the person is currently not wed?
Most people get married and have kids anyway, so I don't know that that's causing them to do that.
Right, but no, what I'm saying is, let's just assume that I live in another country, and my brother moves here, and he says, hey, Daryl, I'm going to apply for citizenship, and then once I get it, you can apply to move here as my brother, and then your entire family gets to move here, too, but it's going to take like 10 years. If I didn't have a spouse, I've got 10 years to find a spouse and then just start popping out babies so that my entire family can come over, right?
Yeah, but as I said, most people would get married and have kids during that time anyway.
There's this fear among conservatives that if you allow people that move here from other countries and get citizenship, if we start letting their family come over, then they're just going to wind up, you know, artificially increasing the size of their family so that more people move here, and then the entire world becomes American citizens over the course of like a weekend or something.
I don't think the wise will agree to that.
Because for the first person to come, the immigration process takes 5 years, and then it'll be another year before they would naturalize. Even if it's not a Mexican citizen, it would take 10 years to sponsor the sibling. So just looking at a 20-year process, even if it's not Mexican, 30 years if they are Mexican, if you include the original immigrant. But before we get to that, I wanted to correct a couple of other inaccuracies in the article. There's a few.
Okay.
One of them is he says there's only about, 58,000 visas issued to Mexican nationals per year. That is completely incorrect.
Actually haven't gotten to that part of the story yet here. He says that 84,000 visas were granted to applicants from Mexico in the last year.
Yes, it is over a million. It is not 84,000. Visas include immigrant and non-immigrant, so it's over a million immigrant and non-immigrant. He's only giving the number for the immigrant visas, people who are coming to stay forever. And what he's saying is very misleading. Because that doesn't include people who are adjusting status. When you include the people who are adjusting status, it's double that. It's more like 160,000. And it's not 7% of the total. It's 15%.
The other claim here that you're correcting is he says it's because According to federal law, no more than 7% of visas may be issued to people from any country in a single year, whether they are from a place with a large demand for immigration into the United States, like Mexico or El Salvador, or from a place with little or no demand. You're saying that number is actually 15%.
It's 15% because 7% only applies to categories of time.
So I appreciate the corrections, Laura, but I mean, all of this seems to be quibbling over the details of what is ultimately a policy that restricts freedom of movement. And I mean, I definitely appreciate the info, but it, you know, certainly doesn't change any of my opinions about this. I mean, there's still a bunch of government bureaucrats standing in the way of people.
And he's being very misleading. Yeah. And he also says that if you're turned away at the border, that you can't apply for 5 years. That is not true.
No.
That is what I do for a living. Somebody who's deported, I can bring them back. It doesn't take 5 years. We apply for the waiver immediately.
So there's a special waiver is what you're saying you have to apply for to get past the five-year restriction?
How many people know about that?
Anybody
Anyone who talks to her. right, but got to hire an attorney.
Right, but how many people, like this old guy that
the
was just trying to visit his, what was it, his mother, grandmother,
he went back
whoever,
to Mexico to visit his dying mother.
How many people like that that don't have a lot of money are going to have the funds to contact a lawyer? Because a lot of times lawyers, you want to talk? It's going to be $500 for an evaluation.
Pretty much. But you can do some basic research. You can go to a nonprofit. There's a lot of nonprofits out there. And also all of the information is on the CIS website.
Assuming that the person can afford the attorney to, you know, learn about this waiver, what does the application process, the government, you know, what does the waiver cost? Because I know that in Canada, if I want to go back to Canada after 10 years, I have to apply and pay them $250.
Is there a waiver you can get?
Yes, I have to pay $250 for every misdemeanor that I have on my record that they're concerned with. So it costs me about $500 Canadian to apply to have that waived to where
in
I could
10 years. But is there a waiver where you don't have to wait 10 years?
Good question. I'd have to call an attorney about that, but I don't really want to do that because all I really want to do is go and have lunch sometime, and that's not really worth the, you know, the money to do any of that stuff. So what's the cost if you're going to get this waiver, excluding your fees?
The filing fee for the I-212 is $930.
Woo! Yeah, that's a lot of money. And that doesn't matter what country you're coming from, right? So if, whether it's, you know, coming from Mexico or somebody coming from China, it's still going to be at 900-something bucks. Laurel, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you back here. I think you're coming back next week, right?
Yeah, I'll see you then.
You're going to be in Texas next week.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have her come in next week because there's no one going to be here. But anyway, we'll get you back on sooner rather than later. That's Laurel Scott. She's an immigration attorney, and you can tell she knows her stuff. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now, 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 months supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which some people are new to this concept. You use our Discord app. It's not our app, but it's an app, and it's free. You can go to discordapp.com and download it. And then you join us at discord.lrn.fm. Just punch that into your browser, and then it'll open up the app, and you'll get into our server. And you're good to go from that point forward. You join the Discord on-air call-in line room, and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Also, I do want to make sure that you know about freetalklive.com and the cool features that we have there on the website, including the email list. You can get signed up. We'll send you an email usually about once a week. It's usually no more often than that, unless there's something super urgent. That'll inform you as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You get the latest news about the show through your email box. That way you won't miss it, unlike through Facebook, for instance, where they don't want you to see anything that people post. So head over and sign up for our email list. It's right there. The sign-up box is at the center towards the top of the website. You'll see it at freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Laurel Scott. She's an immigration attorney, and she definitely knows her stuff. I mean, she was correcting this Border Patrol agent. Dude's just a Border Patrol agent. I don't think he's probably telling lies on purpose here, right? Like,
right.
These are the numbers he's heard. They've probably been passed through different people, and so they get kind of skewed. But regardless, whether it's 7% of visas that are issued to people from a country in a single year or 15%, that's still a whole lot of staggering number of people that aren't getting a visa.
Right.
Right? We're still talking about a super majority of those who apply do not get. And that means that a lot of people who could make a better life for themselves by coming here, they're just not allowed. And so many of them will go through the so-called illegal channels and take risks, significant risks. You've got old men hiking their way through deserts and rivers and things like that. Young children with parents and mothers doing the same thing. It's a very, very risky thing. We've certainly heard the stories of immigrants dying in trailers, packing them all in the back of a tractor trailer or something like that. And then, whoops, they didn't have enough water. Sorry, you just died of dehydration. You were trying to make, a new life for yourself somewhere, and you ended up dead. It happens frequently. And then, of course, the coyotes who are hired and paid illegally, of course, to transfer these people from one point to another. These are gangsters. Okay, they are providing a service, and many people want that service, and they're willing to save up money and pay for it. But they're ultimately at high risk. You know, you're putting yourself in the hands of a criminal enterprise, and they don't really care that much about your life.
Yeah, so just think, if we had open immigration, those are resources that people could be bringing with them to the United States to help them start their lives here and put towards something productive and not be paying coyotes and other, you know, criminal organizations to smuggle them in. I mean, these are people who obviously are capable of saving up a few thousand dollars. That's enough to get started.
Some are. Some, as I understand it, will work as a slave, basically, on the other side for the, you know, the gang, essentially, and try to work off whatever amount they owe. I'm sure they still pay a chunk to get that started, but then they essentially become a servant of the gang.
Indentured servitude.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so great. So whatever goal they're trying to achieve with their immigration policies that make it difficult and drive people to go to the coyotes are just making things worse for everybody.
Laurel does point out in our Discord chat here that they should be paying her, not the coyote. I guess that's true. If you are going to, you know, do things the legal road, it makes sense to hire an attorney if you can afford one. Because obviously when you're doing legal land stuff, which is all this is, it's just legal land hoops and hurdles put up in front of human beings who would otherwise should just be free to cross whatever imaginary line. So there's one more paragraph from this guy after he cites some of the statistics that Laurel called to sort of preemptively, actually, because we hadn't even gotten to that paragraph yet. She corrected some of those numbers. Here's what he wraps up with. He says, the rules are almost absurdly arbitrary. Well, yeah, they're made up by politicians and bureaucrats, so of course they're absurdly arbitrary. He says, and yet my job was to punish those who failed to abide by them. The consequences of this realization were staggering. I could ignore my own convictions and keep doing the job, or I could walk away from financial security, status, and close-knit associations. The decision took months of agonizing examination. In the end, principle won over profit. As I left, I felt a weight was lifted. It was, however, soon replaced by the new, more bearable weight of uncertainty, the same kind most Americans face. And I think what he's commenting on there is that when you've got a government job, you're good to go. You know, as long as you do whatever bare minimum of government job requirements there are, as long as you appear to be doing the job they expect you to be doing for 20 years or whatever, you'll get your pension. Just put up and do whatever it is you're told to do.
Yep.
Put however many people, in his case, behind bars, separating families, destroying lives. Just keep doing it for another 20, you know, however many years you have left, and then you'll be taken care of for the rest of your life. And that means your family will be taken care of. It must have been, you know, it can't be an easy decision to walk away from what he's pointing out is that certainty of knowing that, hey, the government's always going to be there to tax people and pay your paycheck. Whereas in the working world, where, you know, the marketplace, the rest of us operate, you don't know if your job's going to exist tomorrow. And certainly government jobs can be cut, but it's very, very rare that government
generally, there's a process.
Generally, when a government job is cut, they just don't hire someone after somebody quits. They hardly ever actually wind up reducing the numbers.
Right.
They just have a hiring freeze and don't fill vacancies.
So that's his story. That's why he quit the Border Patrol. He actually has a conscience. And that conscience got to him after he realized that he was hurting peaceful people, that he was not contributing to a better world by doing that. And I don't see how anyone could really think they are unless they've totally fooled themselves into believing that these people are enemies, like Donald Trump's been suggesting on his Twitter recently about the migrants.
I've also seen and heard some discussion about whether or not libertarians should take government jobs just to prevent some evil statist from getting said government job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're saying they should?
Yes. I definitely think
I should have kept his job so that somebody that wants to just go shoot Mexicans.
I would prefer he keep his job and then just do it really poorly. Like, oh, man, I can't believe I was looking the other way when those people crossed right next to me.
I looked for him, boss, but I just couldn't find him.
Didn't see him. No, I would much rather have libertarian butts in seats at jobs, either if it's something that's even, you know, remotely useful or legitimate, they're better served tax dollars. If it's something that's just terrible, just sit in there and do a bad job. It takes a while to get fired in the government.
That's true. It is very, very hard to get fired. I think that I'm on your side on this, Jackie, but at the same time, I wouldn't tell somebody who feels a pang of conscience to say, stick with it, man. You know, you're doing good work in there. You can do less to, you know, catch these people. So I don't blame somebody. I don't think it's wrong for him to have quit his job. I think that ultimately having that conscience and acting on it should be celebrated. But I also don't think it's wrong for somebody who's a libertarian to say, you know what, I'll just go and just dick around and not do anything that's, you know, important in this job and do everything I can to drop the ball and sort of quietly sabotage the system as well. There was that old Claire Wolf book. I think you brought it up the other night off the air. What was it, 101 Things to Do to the Revolution? 101
Things to Do to the Revolution. It opens with something like, America's at that awkward stage. It's too late to work within the system, but it's too early to shoot the bastards.
And then she wrote a follow-up, which was like 179 more things or something.
Yeah, I think the title was Don't Shoot the Bastards Yet. We were reminiscing about the Lumpanics book catalog the other night.
Yeah, and so, you know, in that book, she talks about sabotage being, like, I think the term was ghost or something like that. She had, like, three different categories of what you could do to, you know, damage the government's legitimacy.
And the fact that she had, like, dozens and, like, you know, 200-something things listed over the two books, like, different people have different aptitudes. So there's different ways to resist. There's different ways to try and change government, make it better, make it smaller, you know, sabotage it, not cooperate with it. And people need to pick what suits them best. So if somebody just wants to have, like, a cushy sinecure where, you know, they're hired to enforce something they don't believe in and just be terrible at it until they get fired, go for it if it doesn't bother you to do that.
Sinecure was a word you used the other night off the air, and I didn't know what it was. Can you define what it is?
Oh, yeah. It basically is like... It's like a position where you get some sort of pay or benefit, but you don't have any actual duties. We were talking about it in regards to the Register of Probate's position here in Cheshire County.
In New Hampshire, the Register of Probate basically had all of their duties removed during a court restructuring.
But the position still exists, and there's still a paycheck.
The position still exists because it was created constitutionally, but the duties were statutory.
And it's $100 a year.
$100 a year.
All right, we're coming up here in moments. We got, actually, there's a story about conservatives having a tough time getting a date, apparently. And, well, there's a lady in the room, so we can talk about dating. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 next, Live Sunday edition.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.